What's up, world, and welcome back to Let Them Nikita. First and foremost, Happy New Year, everyone. I hope you all have a very bright and prosperous 2021. I know these are some very unprecedented times we're currently in, so let's make this year ours. Let's do it, y'all. Now, today's episode is a roundup of events that took place this week, so let's jump right on in. Of course, the first thing I have to talk about is congratulations, President Biden and Madam Vice President Harris. Can I just say how happy I am right now, y'all? It's so amazing. Let me say that again. It's so amazing that our Vice President isn't only a woman. She's the first Black woman to become Vice President, y'all. Can we just take a moment to like let that sink in? It's so monumental. You know, with everything that happened with the last administration, you know, all the hate, the rallies, the entitlement, the insurrection, and all that nonsense. We actually have an administration that wants to cater to all people instead of a particular demographic. I actually feel like I can finally breathe a sigh of relief. I am totally with Dr. Fauci, y'all. I feel liberated too. And I'm so glad that I was able to contribute to this historical moment. And, you know, with COVID and everything happening, this year's inaugural concert had to be virtual, but it was absolutely amazing. Like, I completely enjoyed the show. It was such a great show. So while we're talking about concerts, I also wanted to talk about Keisha Cole and Ashanti's verses. So this versus challenge was long awaited. After being rescheduled twice, we were finally blessed with the show on Thursday night. However, the beginning of the show had a few hiccups as both Ashanti and Keisha were late to their verses. But hey, shit happens, right? Ashanti arrived to the verses first and did an amazing job keeping a crowd entertained with her bubbly personality and energy. However, once Keisha arrived, I couldn't help but notice she came in with a bit of an attitude, which dampened the mood, if I'm being honest. But once she warmed up, it was truly an enjoyable and entertaining show. Now, I don't feel as though one of them won the show. I feel like they both did great jobs. Like, Ashanti came in with the vocals, y'all. She came in with it. And Keisha, although her side was having a bit of technical issues, as the Wi-Fi connection over where she was didn't seem like the best in the beginning, but they fixed it. And her sound, her mic, was having problems, but she worked through it, and it was really a good show. If I'm being honest, it was a great show. So, I absolutely loved the inaugural poem by Amanda Gorman. Now, I'm going to read an excerpt from her poem, The Hill We Climb. But one thing is certain, if we merge mercy with might and might with right, then love becomes our legacy and change our children's birthright. So let us leave behind a country better than the one we were left with. Every breath from my bronze pounded chest, we will raise this wounded world into a wondrous one. We will rise from the gold-limbed hills of the West. We will rise from the wind-swept Northeast where our forefathers first realized revolution. We will rise from the lake-rimmed cities of the Midwestern states. We will rise from the sun-baked South. We will rebuild, reconcile, and recover. And every known nook of our nation, and every corner called our country, our people, diverse and beautiful, will emerge battered and beautiful. I am in awe at this young woman, at the tender age of 22 and so brilliant. Not only is Amanda a poet, she's a Harvard graduate, and she's also an author, with her books becoming number one and number two bestsellers, respectively, on Amazon after her inauguration appearance. How amazing is that? Now, I know she is destined for absolute great things. She did an amazing job. She's so poised and intelligent, and I look forward to hearing more from her, seeing what she is going to do next. So, next thing I want to talk about is Dani Leigh's Yellow Boom Backlash. So, I don't really know much about Dani Leigh besides that one song she has with Chris Brown, and the fact that she's the baby's on and off again girlfriend once he's not with Mimi, who is the mother of his daughter. So when I first heard there was some backlash regarding her new song, I needed to hear it for myself. So apparently she removed the song from streaming platforms, but I was able to hear a snippet of it on YouTube, and it goes a little something like this. Yellow bone, that's what he want. Yellow bone, that's what he want, what he want, what he wanted. I honestly thought this was a joke. It does not sound like a song at all. It doesn't sound like a real song. To be honest, it's horrible. And I'm not saying that because it comes off as a colorist song. I say it because the song seems as though it's unfinished, like a draft. And if you ask me, a very cheap and childish shot at the baby's ex, Mimi, as she is a brown-skinned woman. She's absolutely beautiful. So I don't really know what Dani Leigh was trying to imply with this song, but like she failed, absolutely failed. If she was trying to be slick and take shots at Mimi, I feel like this was not a way to, I mean, I know they have their issues or so surrounding him, but I feel as though if she wanted to say something to Bubba, she could have gone about it in a complete different way. She did not have to take shots at her or her skin complexion. If that's what she was trying to do, that was just messed up. She completely failed. Completely failed. Because it backfired on her. So comedian Dave Chappelle tests positive for COVID. Dave Chappelle is currently quarantining since testing for COVID-19. However, he is asymptomatic. So he was doing these comedy shows in Texas, and the remaining shows have been canceled. So I wish him a speedy recovery. And last but not least, and sadly, we lost two legends this week. Hall of Famer and Atlanta Braves legend Henry Louis Hank Aaron passed away on Friday. He was 86 years old. And legendary television host, radio host, and founder of the Larry King Cardiac Foundation died today at the age of 87. Rest in peace to these amazing legends. And that's all I have for you guys today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Bye.